Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
409 DGS, happy Monday. Well, I think that's a pretty good first hour of the second 20 years of the DGS.
How about that?
We have a good time talking about Andrew getting drunk on expensive champagne and saying he looks like Freddie Mercury. And then when we're coming back, I said, hey, Rach, go ahead and find the Queen karaoke and we'll have Andrew sing it. And she's like, maybe later in the show. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So then we talked about castrating pedophiles. And then we had Jimmy Griffin on. And that's what we do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's how you do that. Mm-hmm. So
it's a nice mix.
It is a nice mix. I've not, this is a very frustrating story to me because I've not seen the ultimate answer or not. Maybe Rach, you can find it on TikTok. Bride in a gown ambushes her fiance at Target with a pastor, bridesmaids, and demands to get married on the spot. So this dude's working at Target. She says, you put this ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out. Yeah, we're getting married right now in Target, or I'm leaving. I'm out. I'm done. Like, if you don't marry me this second.
Wow.
I know my answer.
Yeah. And people are like, he better do it, girl.
He better do it.
He's been wasting your time for far too long.
That may be.
It may be.
But that's not the way to handle it.
You know, we talk.
That's not the way to fix it.
Really?
People talk about, like, toxic masculinity. Like, oh, men, they have all these toxic traits. There is such a thing as toxic femininity, and that is one of those things.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Well,
preach
it. It's like, he better do what I say right now, and if he doesn't, I'm going to shame him online. And everyone's going to have my back, because typically people have women's backs in these situations.
2 years.
Gross.
Until you
years,
go into a Target wearing a wedding gown with your bridesmaids.
Wait, I'm going to
And it's see. Somehow his problem.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not giving you what you want, just leave.
I got a real question.
Okay.
Rach.
Yes.
You're friends with that girl.
Not
and
for long.
She says, put on your bridesmaid's dress. We're heading up to Target. I'm ambushing Philip, and we're getting married right now.
Philip.
I've got the pastor in the car. We'll be there. In a half hour, are you putting on your bridesmaid's dress and going
to
Target?
Okay. Hell no. I think maybe when I was much younger, much dumber, I might have been able to be like, okay, all right, if this is what you want, sweetie. But now I'm like, no. You don't always have to have your girlfriend's back, especially when it's something so cringy
and
awful. Help her out and be like, this is stupid, don't do this.
Philip is your friend. And he sneaks away and calls you from the storeroom and says, Rachel,
help me.
Sonia just showed up with a pastor and says, I have to marry her right now. What do I do?
Get away from her. She's being crazy.
Go out the back door.
I mean, I've seen this TikTok, full disclosure. I kind of thought it had to be fake because who does that? Who does that? But
I could absolutely.
I can name
see,
a few people.
I could see it being fake. Absolutely, there's so much of that stuff on social media, but what? I could also see it being real.
I just think it's so. I think it's sick, honestly, that a lot of people in society would be like, "You go, girl. You have waited long enough. Go get him.
Yeah.
And if he's not willing to commit to you, then you walk out." It's like,
yeah,
this is not the way.
He's the monster in this scenario.
Exactly. I can't believe you had to track him down on his shift at Target.
It's like, when you want to tell the grandkids.
Exactly. I strong-armed your grandfather into being... I manipulated him publicly into being with me.
Did
I'm pretty sure no minister would do that.
In the TikTok, did they get married?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see that. He seemed like he was inching away from her and going like, yikes.
I can't find an outcome. I'm looking it up.
It's probably fake, but you guys are right. Some dummy would do that.
I could see it being fake, and I could see it being real.
Two just technical points. First of all, I don't think a minister is going with a crazy woman to Target.
That's true.
Second of all...
But again, you can get, right,
if your friend has gotten a thing online...
Yeah, you can go online and get a little certificate.
The other thing is, you as a bridesmaid, as I have been in 8 gazillion weddings, or I was when I was in that phase, you don't get the bridesmaid's dress until there's a date set. In other words, you just don't... When you get engaged, they don't send you one and say, oh, go out and buy this now. You know when you have to have it done, and that's when you buy it by. So I think it's fake.
You know how every now and then there's a crime that I think we should let the person out of just because something they did was funny?
Mm-hmm.
A suspect repeatedly tells the cops that her name is, quote, my butt just farted.
I'm sorry.
Is that a capital B or just...
Cops in Florida were arresting a woman for trespassing at a gas station last week, and she refused to tell them her name. She just kept saying her name was my butt just farted.
I mean, if you can filibuster with that for a long enough time...
Is it the M that's capital and it's all one word, or is it...
She evidently had her real last name tattooed largely on her back, which is how they're finally able to look it up.
Maybe she wasn't lying.
My bit just farted.
I'm telling you. I thought this was good advice. The author of Eat, Pray, Love, my favorite movie, posted a list of 4 questions that she asks herself before she values anyone's feedback on her work or life in general. Do I trust their judgment? Do they understand what I'm even trying to do? Do they genuinely want me to succeed? And will they deliver the truth in a sensitive and compassionate way? Which pretty much lets go of all social media, right? Because the people, I believe, the people who criticize you on social media do not truly want you to succeed. Is that fair? Too broad of a brush?
What were the things again? What were the first two?
Do I trust their judgment?
Well, that automatically eliminates all strangers, right?
Do they understand what I'm even trying to do? Do they genuinely want me to succeed? And will they deliver the truth in a sensitive and compassionate way?
Yeah. It seems like good advice for sorting through like constructive criticism from family and friends, because there are people who... You're like, are you kind of trying to low-key put me down right now? Or are you actually, are you telling me not to go into the Target and force my boyfriend to marry me because you care about me?
Guess what Coke just killed off? What product?
I know.
Oh, no. What? Give me a hint.
Is it cherry?
No.
Okay.
What?
You're going to be okay. It's something I didn't know they still made.
Oh.
Tab.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they still made it either.
They discontinued it.
I've never tried it. I've always wanted to try it, but then everyone says it's terrible.
It is awful.
The original diet.
The original Tab was awful. And then it got a little bit better later when they figured out how to do fake. Well, when the fake sweeteners got better.
Gotcha.
But it was never a...
Here's another Coke story. 8,400 gallons of Coca-Cola were poured onto an Italian street to make it less slippery for a motorcycle stunt in the new James Bond film.
Wow.
8,400 gallons.
To make it less slippery?
Yeah. That stuff is sticky.
Man, I guess that's only like $8,400 though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Somehow that just hit me as wrong in so many ways.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I know it's sticky, but you'd think that there was a better
way to...
There's
a more scientific way.
Yeah.
Right.
Here are the kind of things that make me a bad person.
Okay.
Tim Tebow suggested that the social media platforms replace like buttons with respect buttons. Shut up.
Tim Tebow?
Just shut up.
Make a social media channel, and you can put in any button you want.
Some people are just too good. I'm just going to say it. Some people bug me... Because they're just too good. He's too good. He's too handsome. He's too moral. His girlfriend's too beautiful.
Successful.
Too successful. Poly purebred. Mm-hmm. Little Lord Fauntleroy. Let's turn him to respect buttons. Just shove it up your ass.
Now, Dave, are you saying that from a place of genuinely.
I want what's best for him. I want what's best for Tim.
Do you even understand what he's trying to
do? I think
do?
I do.
Wonder if he can trust trying to trust shame your me. Judgment.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think he trusts your judgment?
I think he should. Ooh. Ooh.
Tim Tebow.
Tony, tell me what you think about celebrities saying that they're going to leave the country. Oh. That's starting up again.
Oh. Yeah, there's a couple more in the news this week. And, I mean, this is an ongoing story, right? It even happened in 2016. Even before Trump was president, people were saying that if he was elected, they'd leave. And I don't
Do we know of anyone who's ever left?
I don't.
But so this week, Bruce Springsteen is one of them. And Tommy Lee is another one, made news this week for saying that they are going to leave the country if Donald Trump is reelected. And I honestly, I'm not kidding. I want to know what the point of saying that is.
Right.
Do you, because this is what I think it is. I think that Bruce Springsteen thinks that he's so great that by threatening to leave the country, somebody may go, oh, you know, I might have sat this one out. I'm not really political. I wasn't going to vote.
Can't lose the boss.
But I can't lose. Yeah, can't lose the boss. Like, I think that the only reason you say that is because you think that is going to influence votes. That's a way to try to get to people to vote whatever side you want them to vote on. And I don't know what would be the other motivation? What's the other reason to say that other than to try to influence votes?
You know,
threatening to leave.
If you vote for Trump, Bruce Springsteen is leaving.
I know. But I think that's what he really, what else could it be? What else could the motivation say that be?
I really don't know.
The way those things have always hit me, and maybe I just don't love America enough, is go, and I don't mean that like, well, go then. I mean, yeah, it's a big world. You can live in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind living in Italy. I wouldn't mind living in France.
Right.
There'd be things about it I liked better, things about it I liked worse. But
and you could even do that if you liked the president.
Yeah,
exactly. You could go live in Italy if
but
you want to.
To me, the threat, just like, it's so unheard of.
Go
live where you want.
I think it almost helps. In this case, Trump, or if somebody was doing it about the Democrats, which again, I'm not saying this is a partisan issue. I think that celebrities can say ridiculous things in support of whatever side, but it almost I think hurts your message. Like if you think that you're so important that threatening to leave, that turns my
stomach. Don't say anything, and then when Trump wins, move, and don't say anything. Just you live in England. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually move, because a lot of people said they were going to, and then
didn't.
They didn't.
No.
And I'm like, well, what happened?
I don't know a single person.
No. I remember Whoopi Goldberg saying that a lot, and
Madonna.
Amy Schumer, and they're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody.
Can't get rid of Whoopi.
Nope.
They
never follow through.
I don't understand the motivation. Except that they think that somebody is going to be so terrified at the thought of Tommy Lee no longer living in the United States that they're going to go vote for Joe Biden.
Or they just want people to say, you're so right.
You want to hear something?
We should all move.
We've talked about targeted ads. This happened. I swear to you, this happened. Had Rach been in the office, I would have made her look at it, but she was gone. There's this story about the Nazca lines. You know the Nazca lines that from a plane you can see them in Peru, but you didn't see what happened right afterwards.
Okay.
So in the Nazca lines, you can see the spider and the astronaut, and they're 800 yards long. They're huge. There's a story where they just found a new one on the side of a hill, and it's a cat. It's very clearly a cat. So I'm on this website looking at it. To the right, there's a banner ad for T-shirts, and in front of my eyes, all the T-shirts, they're all girls, turned into cat T-shirts.
Whoa.
They were all like three-dimensional, the cat's coming out of my shirt kind of things. I didn't touch a key. Just went to this story. There's a cat. And I guess they thought, oh, this guy likes cats.
He's clicking on a cat story.
Maybe he'll. And in front of my eyes, it switched.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
I'm like, wow.
Totally. I'm sitting here wow. like, wow.
And his cat t-shirts are arriving on Thursday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430. Happy Monday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you.
Going on 21 years now.
That's right. Okay, I want you to open your mind for this. Use all your creativity.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try.
So picture Andrew in your head. Okay, got him?
No, do I have to? No, I've spent years trying to get that out of my head.
Well, I need him back. If he were
okay,
to
shave
his beard down to just a mustache, what celebrity does he look exactly alike?
I think you ought to tell him that this person is no longer with us, just to help.
Yeah, he'll get it. He'll get it definitely on that one.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway.
Once you mention the person's dead, he's on
dead
it.
Dead giveaway.
Oh, dear.
Dead giveaway.
It's got to be some porn star or something.
We see this dude every day. We rim with his dude.
He thinks
I did not
it
see
would
that
be
coming.
A problem if he shaved his beard down to a mustache because he would look exactly like Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Well, okay. That would probably be a problem.
Yeah. People would be coming up to him, and yeah. It'd be awkward with the rest of the band.
A lot of double takes.
Yeah.
Could be a new career, though, for him.
Hey, didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's a
he
good
could
point.
He could be a Freddie Mercury impersonator.
Yeah.
I need to know who's saying it wrong, you or me. Mercury or Mercury?
I say it both ways.
And okay. Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury.
I say Mercury.
Yes.
I think that's correct.
That's the first thing. I always pronounce things wrong, so I genuinely had to check.
Yeah.
Mercury.
I never knew there was a debate. I always assumed it was Mercury, like the planet.
Yeah. He's just saying Mercury.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And it's making me second guess myself.
I do that with people. Dave, are we looking at this sort of weather for the rest of the week?
Yeah, it's an unsettled stretch, no question about it, but not as wet as the last 24 hours have been for us. We have another batch of showers coming in Tuesday night, another batch coming in probably on Friday. But the temperature spread today, just chilly. Mm-hmm. Coldest of the week, 65 tomorrow, 72 on Wednesday, 85 on Thursday. A lot of humidity. 86 is the record from 1947. And then another cold front comes in Friday. Cloud showers, cooler. I think we'll hit a high of 69, 70, but be in the 50s Friday afternoon.
85 and then back down to 50. Wow.
Yep.
Whew, man.
That's nuts.
But, you know, primarily, you know, barely touching 50 today. So you think of that. And then you think 85 for the high on Thursday.
Whew.
That's a ride. Even that is for a St. Ride. Louis, that's a ride.
Those tomato plants aren't going to know what to do.
That's right.
Well,
they'll keep trying,
dead.
Though.
They're dead.
Plus, we have Tropical Storm Epsilon out in the Pacific. Or out in the Pacific, yeah. Out in the Atlantic. Only a concern for Bermuda, not the U.S.
Ah, we don't live there.
Right.
That's true.
Sure, we're fine. Headlines, Rage?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your grill on this fall with Schnucks, your place for certified Angus beef. What?
I thought you said get your girl on.
Get your girls and get on down to Schnucks. St. Louis public schools are beginning phased return to in-person learning. Woo-hoo. So starting today, pre-K through second graders will begin to return to in-person learning for St. Louis Public Schools. Next Monday, third through sixth graders will go back. They will all be getting out of class an hour early. Catherine goes to school over on the east side, and they let out an hour early. I guess I get the... it's reducing your time, but, I mean, it's 1 hour.
I know.
But you know what? It's just good they're back in school, so.
Right.
I think we just lost Dave.
That's the 1 hour.
Well, he went to answer the phone.
That coronavirus was going to get everybody.
I'm going to put him in queue again.
Like, coronavirus is like, look.
2 p.m.
We're showing up at 2 o'clock. They don't get out till 3, so that's when we'll get them. And then the principal sends everybody home at 2, and they're like, oh, foiled again because he sent us home 1 hour early.
That'll fix it. I swear this exact story happened last year. A Chick-fil-A employee saved a boy from choking in the drive-thru. This happened in Georgia. He was not choking on a chicken nugget. He was being strangled by his seatbelt.
Oh.
So the worker heard his cries and ran back there and untangled him. I swear this exact thing happened like a year ago.
Wow.
But I mean... Chick-fil-A employees, they really do it all.
Mm-hmm. What can't they do?
And then he was like, my pleasure. And they thanked him. Medical marijuana is for sale for the first time in Missouri state history. So folks with the medical marijuana card can pick some up.
I have a question.
Yes.
I saw the coverage. I saw the lines. I'm shocked that many people qualify to get medical marijuana. I went and looked to see if I qualify, and I don't. Because I thought it would just be like if you have generalized anxiety, which I do. I legit do.
Yeah.
I take medication for it. And nope, it was like severe PTSD. And a psychiatrist, a state licensed psychiatrist, must think that your depression anxiety is of such a severe level. Now, I'm sure.
What about pain? Was pain on there at all?
Yeah, sure. There's certain different kinds, like if you're terminal, if you, you know, cancer, things like that. But, like, not to be judgmental, but there's a bunch of 22-year-olds in line there, and I'm thinking, some of you could be sick, some of you could have cancer, but what are you doing?
They're not going to say, like, on the websites and stuff, like, yeah, you can get one. They're going to make it seem difficult, but I'm sure doctors are going to be pretty generous with prescribing.
Certain doctors.
Yeah, certain doctors.
No, I know that. But I'm saying that's bull crap.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I know there's always a black market, but I'm just saying that it's, come on, let's quit playing games here.
Yeah.
I feel you. And then across the river, it's just straight up legal, so. All right, First Lady Melania Trump is returning to the campaign trail after a lengthy absence. This will be her first campaign rally in more than a year. She'll be with her husband, President Donald Trump, tomorrow in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Aww.
So, recovered from COVID, back on the concert circuit with Donald Trump.
So, a couple weeks ago, I said, I would like to see the president find a different gear. You know, show us something different. We've seen angry Trump. Let's see something else. He obviously disagrees. Like, all the stories, I'm just looking at all the different websites. Everyone's a criminal. He's going to put everyone in jail. Everyone's this. Everyone's that. Do you think it's just a matter of, hey, there are 2 weeks left. I'm not going to reinvent myself. I'm going with what got me here.
I think it really is. This is just who he is.
I don't think he has another gear.
Yeah. I mean,
because
I was right there with you, Dave. A couple months ago, I was like, I think I have the ticket for a landslide victory. And it's if Donald Trump decided to calm down the rhetoric and be a little nicer, I think he would win in a landslide. And everyone said to me, that's not who he is. You should relax because that's not going to happen. And I think they're right. I just think that this is what he does.
Yeah, I don't. I just think there is no other. There's no other gear.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see Joe getting bent out of shape at that reporter that asked about the Biden situation?
I heard about it.
And yelling.
What happened?
Like Trump. Trump doesn't mind telling a reporter, like looking a reporter dead in the eyes and say, you're a liar, you're fake
But he
news.
Rarely looks emotional.
But he rarely looks emotional. And Joe has been getting angry. Like, this is now multiple times of angry. And if he can't handle a very legitimate question, I mean, this is a story in the New York Post with emails. Now, you can say that the person who wrote the emails are lying, Joe. That's fine. You can believe that. But there's still evidence. This isn't just hearsay. There are emails. This is a real story. So to be asked about it as president or somebody who is running for president, these are the types of questions that you are going to have to deal with. And you can't handle it without flipping your lid?
Yeah, Trump has already said that's Thursday night. That if Christian Welker,
who he
can't stand, and he's made that very clear, does not bring it up, that's going to be his primary thing. And I think that's going to be the whole show. Because you're right. Biden does not. But here's what I hope, because it came up in the last one. And Biden was spittering and sputtering, and Trump just bulldozed him.
Yeah, Trump bailed him out.
He just needs to stop talking.
Shut up. Yeah, Trump needs to just
shut
up.
I want to hear what Biden has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to his aides, they have advised him to please allow Joe Biden to answer a question.
Yeah, good.
I just don't see how you could have the same strategy as the last debate. People obviously hated it. I was very excited to watch the debate, and I felt like I had been hit by a truck by the end of it. We can't sit through another one like that. So let him answer some questions. You're probably going to like what you hear, President Trump. So just let him go. It is interesting. The New York Post story, I keep seeing things like Fox News passed on it. Whenever it first originally came up, they didn't want to print it. And then the reporter who actually did the story didn't want his name on the byline because he felt the story was incredibly flimsy. So just something.
You mean
we'll
the whole
watching.
Found laptop thing?
Yeah. And just the whole like drawing connections between the firing of the guy and Burisma and all of this. So
and
I'm
see,
sure more
I,
information
I think,
will come out.
I think the whole Tom Clancy element of this favors Biden. It muddies the water. Because if you just say Joe Biden was the vice president, he was in charge of relations with Ukraine. His ne'er-do-well son, who had no abilities in the oil and gas business, got put on this board and made millions of dollars. Stop. I want to know more about that.
Yeah.
That sounds fishy. Once you start going into, and then we found a couple of laptops, and it had porn, and it had this, and it had that. It could all be true, and could be even worse, but I start to kind of glaze over.
But I'm not even talking about that story in particular. I'm just saying, if Joe Biden can't handle
tough questions
of any without getting emotional and angry, like, how dare you ask me this question? How could he ever deal with any type of press that's anywhere close to what Trump goes through? He couldn't. He couldn't.
I get what you're saying, but Trump also called CNN dumb bastards.
Oh,
today.
It's not like
he's like calm, cool, and collected. We've learned that you actually don't have to be good at dealing with the press. Like, you can just. Donald Trump has taught us that the president can be whatever he wants to
be. Well, and I said that at the very beginning. I said he doesn't have any problem looking at a reporter in the eye and calling him a liar and fake news, and he will be very combative with the press, but he rarely
emotionally seems affected.
He's always it's argumentative. It's not emotional.
Yeah, it seems I'm sure Trump gets pardon me very mad, but for him it seems like a strategy, whereas with Biden it seems he gets for real screwed up. I mean, Thursday's everything, right? Because no one cares about ads. I don't care like, I like Governor Parson a lot, but whoever did that Nicole Galloway ad where she's laughing, you need to retire. This is so beneath us to take someone laughing and put it under a filter and make it look like she's the Wicked Witch of the West. Really, Governor, that's what you think of me? That's what is going to move my meter and make me vote for you and not her? The fact that you found her at a bad time where she's cackling? And both sides do it. Every race does it. I just think it's time for the reasonable, intelligent people to stand up and go, you lost my vote based on that because I'm not stupid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. DGS. Happy Monday. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hello, Frank.
Dave, great to be with you. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for the very nice message that you recorded for my 20th anniversary. Very much appreciated.
Congratulations. It's all downhill from here, though. You've kind of peaked out. I don't like your future.
you have no idea how happy that makes me.
Wow.
I would love to be on the downhill or something. So talk about what happened over the weekend in sports.
Well, there's a lot going on. We're going to have an unbelievable World Series, I believe. It's going to be the Dodgers and the Rays. This is the first time since 2013 where the two top seeds in each league, you know, get to the World Series. We were all kind of expecting in this crazy COVID-19 time, there could be a fluke, a team with a sub-500 record like the Astros sneaking in. But in the end, it's the 40-20 Tampa Rays against the 43-17 LA Dodgers. Tampa has a real St. Louis feel. Randy Arozarena, the former Cardinal, has 7 home runs. That breaks the rookie record. If he hits another one, he'll tie the overall record. I think he's going to hit 2 and break it. They also have a pitcher by the name of Pete Fairbanks. He went to Webster Groves High. Dave, he had 2 Tommy John surgeries by the age of 23, and there he was closing out the pennant for the Rays, throwing 99 miles an hour. It's an unbelievable story.
Frank, are they doing a Gold Glove and Cy Young and all those awards this year?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's important for the players because there's a lot of incentives there. So you win an MVP, like Freddie Freeman will win in the National League, it's probably an extra $250,000.
Yeah, just funny that, I don't know what the best records were, but somebody could win the Cy Young and be 9-2 or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The Cy Young Award winner will be about an 8-game winner. You're right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anything over the weekend in football that stood out to you?
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Well, the marquee game was supposed to be the Buccaneers against the Packers, but only one Hall of Fame quarterback brought their A game. Aaron Rodgers was bad, and Tom Brady was really good. And I keep thinking, like, this Brady-Belichick divorce, it's like Tom Brady ended up with Jennifer Aniston and Bill Belichick ended up with Phyllis Diller. I mean, Brady's situation is so spectacular. He's loaded with great receivers, loaded with great running backs. They're going to be one of the best teams in the NFC. And Belichick is now under 500 for the first time after 5 games, I think since 2002. And they got no players. I mean, God bless Cam Newton, who's a good player, but he's got no receivers. He's got no running backs. I just don't like the Patriots roster at all. Now, granted, a lot of people opted out because of COVID-19, but that does not look like a good team.
You know, Frank, I saw Frank Gore go off in the press conference after the Jets got beat bad by the Dolphins over the weekend. Did you see that? Did you see his press conference?
I did not, but dropping, I did watch the game.
Yeah, he was cursing a lot, and everything he said was spot on, and I agreed with him. But the reason I bring it up is they brought up the fact that he is now third, I believe, on the all-time rushing yards list. And
yeah, he did. He passed Walter Payton. He's 37 years old.
I can't believe that. And go ahead.
There he was yesterday at 37 with 11 carries and 46 yards. Now, granted, he's on a god awful New York Jets team. They're 0-6, but it's amazing. Can I tell you a quick little Frank Gore story?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was right about the time where Stan Kroenke had alienated everybody in this city, and we could care less about the Rams. Frank Gore is on my fantasy team. I'm on the field about 11:45 before the game. He's walking off to go to the locker room right before the game, and I need him to play well. I tap him on the shoulder pad, and I say, "Go get him, Frank." And he just nodded. So I've always been a big Frank Gore fan. In fact, I was hurting with running backs yesterday. I had to play him, and he produced. He's an amazing athlete. I've always admired him.
Yeah, and I agree completely. He's always been a guy that seems to play the game the right way. He's always been a team guy. But what really stands out is he'll have to be in the Hall of Fame, right? If you have more rushing yards than Walter Payton, you have to go in the Hall of Fame. But Frank Gore, I would never.
He's done it very quietly.
If I put together my list of greatest running backs, we would get way down the line before anybody would say Frank Gore. But that's where the Hall of Fame thing gets a little weird for me.
Well, you know, and the equivalent of that is a guy yesterday, Philip Rivers, who threw three touchdown passes at age 38. Philip Rivers, he with the one wife and nine kids. And he's thrown for 60,000 yards. And when you think Philip Rivers, you don't think, is that a Hall of Famer? But at the end of the day, if he's like top three or four in completions, touchdowns, and yards, he's going to get in.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, I do want to say this. It is an honor to be a part of this program. You've done an unbelievable job, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, pal.
That's cool.
Sweet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.